In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about the halacha of sirtut. The paiskim, the Taz, the Nukudas Kesev, the Peskei Tshuva, say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we just learned in our previous shiur, who says that besides by mezuzah, you only need to make sirtut on the top line, only because it's a way of making sure that what you're writing will be written neatly and properly. If you wrote on the top line something that's not a pasuk, and underwards you wrote psukim, then you don't have to do sirtut at all. Because since the halach of sirtut was only set on the top line, if your top line contains words that are not psukim, and therefore don't require sirtut, then the rest of the letter doesn't require sirtut as well. Moreover, the Tshuva Mahava says that if you don't write more than two words from a pasuk on any one line, you certainly could be lenient and not require sirtut. The Gemara does not anywhere mention expressly what the halacha of sirtut is by a Sefer Torah. The Gemara only says that there's an obligation of sirtut by a mezuzah. Tosfos says that there is no din of sirtut by a Sefer Torah. Besides the sirtut that you have to have on the top line, which is the subject of our Gemara. The halacha that you have to have sirtut under every line is only by mezuzah. Most Rishonim disagree with Tosfos, the Rambam, Rashi, Ramban, Rashba, and they hold that Sefer Torah requires sirtut under every line. And it's based on a Yerushalmi that says that there's halacha l'maaseh m'sinai that you have to do sirtut by every line of a Sefer Torah. The Ramban brings a raya that sirtut is required on every line of a Sefer Torah. From a Medrash in Parashas Bereishis, the pasuk says, "Zeh sefer toldos ha'oldam," and says the Medrash, "Af sagrah ha'sefer odam harishon lomdai." Odam harishon was taught that a Sefer Torah has to have sirtut under every line. The Rosh says the way we know that we have to write, make sirtut under every line of a Sefer Torah, because we make a gzeir shava from mezuzah. And just like the Gemara says in Masechta Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, that mezuzah shekos igeres psula, we learn a gzeir shava, gziva from Sefer Torah, that just because that a Sefer Torah that was written like an igeris, which means that we weren't careful with all the spelling of the words apostle, so too is the halacha by a mezuzah. So there's a gzeirah shava connecting a sefer Torah to mezuzah. So just like a mezuzah requires sirtut, so does a sefer Torah. I saw a very nice word from Abba Berman Zitzal. Tosfos, who is saying that besides by mezuzah, you have to have sirtut on the top line, says, "Umiu meina soifa yocha licht of yofa b'loy sirtut." If you have a soifa who can't write neatly without sirtut, tsaruch l'sartut al kol shita v'shita, he has to make sirtut on every line. B'shem zeh keli elam veyu. Ask Rabbi Abba Berman, why are we saying, why is Rabbeinu Tam saying that seated on the top line is enough. Because Rabbeinu Tam is explaining that the purpose of seated is to make sure that you're writing neatly. And if you write the top line, that is going to be good enough. But if you have a person who by writing the top line with seated, that won't work for him. So it's not an extra halacha of zeh keli amveyu. It's the actual basic halacha of seirtet. The basic halacha of seirtet tells us that you have to write neatly. So Tosfos was mechadish that sometimes you could accomplish that goal when you only do seirtet on the top line. If you can't accomplish that goal by only doing seirtet on the top line, then of course you have to do seirtet in every line. What does Tosfos have to add? Because of Zek Kaili Van Veyu. So he answers that we know when we speak about Torah, there's Torah Sheba Ksav and Torah Sheba Peh. So he says that if the Divrei Torah are written without Sirtit, it's not considered Torah Sheba Ksav. In order to be considered Torah Sheba Ksav, you have to have Sirtet on the top line. Sirtet on the top line makes it into Torah Sheba Ksav. Then there's a new din of Zeh Keli Van Veyu. So he's saying a very big chiddush. We've been learning Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam that why is Sirtet on the top line adequate? Because that will make sure that you're writing neatly. And that's the entire purpose of Sirtet. He's saying you have to make Sirtet on the top line, not because you need to write neatly. You have to make Sirtet on the top line because that's what turns what you're writing into Torah Sheba Ksav. It also is usually enough to accomplish that what the other lines you're going to write are neat. But if that won't happen, you have to write all the rhymes neatly. How do you do that? By making certain at the end of every line. Why do you have to make sure that every line is written neatly? Because that's Keli Van Veyu. The Rishonim, Tosfos here, and the Rishonim debate, if somebody wants to make sirtet, where sirtet is not required, by tefillin, where we're learning sirtet is not required, somebody wants to make sirtet, may he or not. Tosfos says that since the halacha is that tefillin don't require sirtet on every line, if somebody does make sirtet on every line, he's in the category or what the Yerushalmi calls hapata midava vaiseyu. If somebody's parted from something, he does it nikra hejit. Tosfos in Masech the Saita, daf yud zayin on the base, the very maskal kosfa, takes it a line stricter approach. He says that Loch Lamoshim is Sinai doesn't just say that tefillin don't require sirtet. Actually, what the Aloch L'Moshe Mitzinai says, that tefillin may not have sirtet. The Torah in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Bey says that if somebody wants to make sirtet on tefillin, he may. Not only says Sayyid Mefarshim, Sayyid Beis Yosef, in explaining the Torah, are we referring to an individual who is concerned that if he won't make sirtet, his lines won't come out neatly. But even an individual who's confident and is able to write neatly, if he wants to do it because he thinks that'll be nice, so he may. And then the Beis Yosef, however, there quotes in Azarua that if somebody doesn't know how to make, somebody makes sirtet on tefillin, the tefillin are actually puzzle. As we quoted, Tosfos says that according to Tosfos, Sirtut on the Sefer Torah is only on the top line. But we quoted Tosfos a few moments ago that you could make Sirtut on every line. Says if because of Zeh Keli Vanveyu, it's machloikis if that Zeh Keli Vanveyu that Tosfos agrees to is also by tefillin. Tosfos Masechta Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis Divrei Maskul Ha, says you can't say Zeh Keli Vanveyu only by Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah is meant to be read, but tefillin which are covered with the batim, there's no concept of Zeh Keli Vanveyu. The Rosh disagrees and says if we're saying that there's a concept of Zeh Keli Vanveyu by Sefer Torah, there's equally a concept of Zeh Keli Vanveyu by Sefer Torah. The Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, say the din of Sirtut is only when you write Beloshon Ashuras, which is the way Tanakh is that's read is supposed to be written. But if it's not Ksav Ashuras, there is no din of Sirtut. The Rosh disagrees, and he says no matter how you write Hebrew, Sirtut is required. Dar Zerua discusses if Sirtut that you do has to be there forever. Like when you make Sirtut, which is typically made with a metal, with a sharp metal instrument. Or is the din of Sirtut only there for when you write the Sefer, that it should be written properly? The Dar Zerua says that the word Sirtut means Guma v'charitz, and therefore Sirtut needs to be done in a way that's permanent. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, it makes a difference why you're doing the Sirtut. If you're doing the Sirtut just that it should be written neatly, so then it doesn't make a difference if it's not going to be there after you wrote, because it's only there that to make sure that you write neatly. But if the Sirtut is because there's a halach l'moshe m'Sinai, that there's a din of Sirtut, or there's a halacha that Sirtut is required, then you don't need to have it remain, you don't have to have it remain there permanently. According to this, there'll be a nafkamina. That would be a big nafkamina between Rabbeinu Tam and the other opinions. Just like Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't have to do Sirtut only on the top line, because that's going to guarantee that the other lines are neat. So too, it seems that Rabbeinu Tam will hold that you don't have to make a permanent Sirtut. If we're saying that you have to make Sirtut under every line, even if you could write them neatly without the Sirtut, then it probably has to be permanent. There are Rishonim that suggest that instead of Sirtut, you could just make Nekudas on top of the letters, and that will be in the place of Sirtut. Other Rishonim disagree. I would assume that the Machloikas of Rishonim revolves around the reason for Sirtut. If we learn, like Rabbeinu Tam, that the purpose of the Sirtut is to make sure that the lines were written neatly, then you have to have Sirtut under every line. You have to have Sirtut, and nothing else could substitute for Sirtut. If we're going to learn, like the new pshat that we just wanted to learn, that the purpose of Sirtut is to turn this into Torah Shebiksav, so you have to have some sort of a hecker showing that this is Torah Shebiksav. And therefore, making the Nekudas will get you that hecker, and you would not necessarily specifically need to have Sirtut.